Right. That's the thing with The Wire is like,
it's a big long movie. Sopranos as well. Sopranos is also a big long movie. Breaking Bad's a big long movie. Yeah.
Which is fine, but The Wire feels like the most intertwined show I've ever watched. There's just so many characters and so much shit going on. Like, honestly, if I didn't have it on while I was working, I probably would never be able to get into it because there's just, it's so much. It's just so much. There's like 20 characters. Every episode goes to like six different characters. You can never like just stay on one person. And it's all these different fucking plot lines. It's a lot.
It's just satisfying to watch this episode of Star Trek where you have the crew, you know, for the most part, how they act. And then they just solve the problem, you know, it's like, yes, they solved the problem. I knew they would solve it. They did it. And they did it in a very intelligent and very nice way. And Columbo's the same way. Get Columbo. You're just like, man, how is he going to solve this? And he does. And you're just like, yep, he solved it. And The Wire, it's just like, he got fucking killed and he got away. And it's like, what are we going to do? Oh, shit. You know, it's like, which is good. But, you know,
I do love the theme song for the second season.
Yeah, it rocks. It's a Tom Waits cover, I think.
Yeah.
Tom Waits is awesome. Yeah, I'm a big Tom Waits fan. Yeah, they do like I think they get a different artist to cover that song each season.
I've only seen the first two, and I guess you only started the third. But I'm guessing each season is like takes place at a different part of Baltimore. Is that the idea?
Yeah, second season is the docks, and then I think like the next few seasons, I don't remember the order, but I think one of them is the schools, one of them is like kind of like the like judicial sector, and I think another one is like the newspaper or press or something like that. But you still have the other characters as well.
I mean, it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's cool too.
It's just a lot. I don't know, like, when The Wire originally came out, I genuinely don't know how you could watch this week after week. Like, I don't know how you would know what's going on. I'm impressed by anyone who watched it when it originally came out, because that seems impossible.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I also started watching Tulsa King on Paramount. Have you seen this?
No.
The guy who created Yellowstone, he has a new show called Tulsa King, which stars Sylvester Stallone. It's a Paramount Plus original.
Okay.
I've listened to a few podcasts that have talked about the show, and it's just, it's terrible. Like, it's just, it's a funny show. I watched the first episode last night, and it, I don't know, if you're just kind of want to watch something that is just very baffling and weird, I recommend it. It's like Sylvester Stallone. He's in jail for 25 years. He's part of the Italian mafia in New York City, and he gets out. And for his reward for getting out, for staying in jail for 25 years and not saying anything, they say that he can go to Tulsa, Oklahoma to start his own criminal business and empire there. And that's his reward for being in prison. It doesn't make sense. It's really weird. There's a lot of things that don't make sense. And then he goes to Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And in the first episode, a lot of shit happens, but nothing really much happens either. He beats up people and he doesn't get in trouble. He robs a weed dispensary there and doesn't get in trouble.
Okay.
It's a really weird show. It's a very reactionary conservative show. So if you're interested in that, I recommend it just because it's super weird and interesting. And it's kind of tapping into something very strange that I'm having a hard time like getting my mind around. So I recommend it. I'm probably going to watch a little bit more of it. There's only one season out, so there's not a lot to watch. But Sylvester Stallone, he's hilarious. It's not a good show, but it's a very interesting show.
That sounds fascinating. That sounds like a blast.
My mom watched it. My mom watched some of it, and I was talking to her about it, and she's like, I didn't like it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like,
it seems like a show old people would like. Like, not our parents' age,
like Yellowstone.
Our grandparents. Yeah.
Yellowstone is probably the most popular show on television easily.
Yeah.
And Tulsa King is also probably very popular too, but it like sucks. It's just, it's very fascinating.
Old people love television, man. They got nothing else going on. That's amazing. I love it. Well, that's pretty much all I got to talk about this week. I was going to do this thing where this year I was going to be like, I'm going to watch all of the Sight and Sound's top 100 films that I haven't seen, which I've seen like 60%. So it's only like 40 films. And Criterion Collection has like a huge majority of them. And I watched one of them, Bad Atlanta, which is very good. But then I just immediately stopped doing that. So I probably won't do that this year.
Like, don't do that. Forget it. Like, I think with movies, with everything, you should just like watch whatever you feel like watching. I think trying to like watch like a 100 film list, like in a given year, in a given amount of time, I think you're just going to set yourself up for like burnout, and don't do it.
I already gave up on it, so don't worry, Andrew. I immediately gave up on an idea.
Good, you should give up.
So we'll see what's next. I don't know what I'm gonna watch. I've been watching a lot of 1930s screwball comedies because Criterion Collection just released a screwball comedies like, you know, thing, and I fucking love screwball comedies from that era.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's all I've been doing. But
okay,
so that's pretty much it, man.
Cool, that sounds good.
All right, Well, thank you all for listening, and until next time.
Thanks again.